It's what we expected. No rate change. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the first day of May. Happy May Day, friends, and we're glad you're here. In other news, now that we've decided marijuana is less dangerous, we still have a major issue to contend with. Americans are traveling more, and Airbnb has a sweet set of destinations it's unveiling. Today is May Day, and what that means in places other than the U.S. It was a final wild hour on Wall Street, and we'll share what happened there. AI boosts Amazon profits, and for the interview, you'll meet Jonathan Sutter, who's working with airports across the country to get them to help make flying less fearful for people with non-visible disabilities. Think autism. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the May Day edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you're with us again today. Jerome Powell, the chair of the U.S. Central Bank, said there would be no rate cuts to the preferred lending rate until the Fed could see inflation tick down to at least 2% annually. The fear ahead of this announcement was not that the Fed would cut rates, but that the thought the central bank would actually increase the rate because of stubborn inflation factors. The central bank's latest message reflects an abrupt shift in its timetable on interest rates. As recently as their last meeting back on March 20, the Fed's policymakers had projected 3 rate reductions this year, starting in June. Rate cuts by the Fed would lead over time to lower borrowing costs for consumers and businesses, including for mortgages, auto loans, and credit cards. But now it looks like those rate cuts may be delayed. It was on that news that there would not be a rate increase or a decrease. Wall Street rallied and then fell apart in the final hour of the trade. I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. Now that the Biden administration has moved to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug, producers still have a problem. What is that? Finding a bank. The AP is reporting that a huge problem with commercial production of cannabis is the lack of loans, checking accounts, and banking services that other businesses take for granted. The problem is that pot is still not a legal substance, which means the banks are not about to cross the line and get into a jam with regulators and, yes, the federal government. While many Americans live in states where marijuana is legally available in some form, there's a continuing problem when it does come to banks. Many financial institutions don't want anything to do with money from the cannabis industry for fear it could expose them to legal trouble. And that reality has forced many businesses to operate only in cash. Sometimes vast amounts, making them ripe targets for crime. Meanwhile, in the U.S. Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reintroduced legislation that would remove cannabis from the federal list of controlled substances, expunging criminal records of Americans with low-level marijuana offenses, and set new standards to prevent impaired driving. He said the bill has 18 sponsors in the chamber, a sign of momentum for federal marijuana reform. So stay tuned. Yeah, we recently shared a story about how Americans are back to traveling big time and seeking new adventures. Well, we just might have one for you. The AP is reporting that Airbnb is offering customers a chance to spend a night in a Paris museum, stay in houses mocked up to look like movie settings, or sleep surrounded by Ferrari racing cars. Those and other interesting listings are part of a splashy new campaign by the short-term rental giant, which wants to portray itself as a company that sells experiences and not just alternatives to staying in a hotel. CEO Brian Chesky announced the 11 temporary listings Airbnb is calling them icons at an event in Los Angeles. The San Francisco company hit upon the idea for the publicity caper after seeing the response to a Barbie-themed house in Malibu, California. The formula here is the same. Link a promotion to a pop culture product, celebrity, or event, and watch as travelers flock to the site. According to Airbnb, a mansion in New York made to look like the one in X-Men comics will be available for 3 or 4 months. A Minneapolis house, once owned by Prince, that was featured in the film Purple Rain, will be available for a year. See what you learned here? Today is the first day of May, May Day, which is generally associated with workers and worker rights. Around the globe today, hundreds of thousands of people marched in support of May Day and what it means to workers. Meanwhile, here in the United States, the day was much more muted. Wall Street finished the first day of May mixed. The three major averages shot up in early afternoon trading only to come crashing down in the final hour as investors parsed what Fed Chair Jerome Powell had to say about rate cuts. In public remarks late in the day, Powell said inflation is taking longer than expected to get under control, and so rates will remain where they are. But he also said its next move is unlikely to be a rate hike and announced moves to help stabilize the bond market. On that bit of news, the Dow came off session highs to close up by just 87 points at 37,903, while the NASDAQ fell by 52 points to end the session at 15,605, and the S&P 500 shed 17 points to close at 50.18. West Texas Intermediate crude was off by a whopping $2.78 to $79.15 a barrel, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.632%. And finally, there is this, and this is about how AI is boosting revenue over at Amazon. The artificial intelligence boom and renewed business spending are paying off for Amazon, which saw its first quarter sales hit a record. The e-commerce giant's cloud and advertising business boosted its bottom line, helping earnings exceed analyst forecasts. CEO Andy Jassy said that cloud computing arm of AWS AI capabilities are re-accelerating growth, with the company reporting 17% sales growth in the unit. Revenue from cloud computing, the strongest in a year, also signals stronger business spending on technology. Ad sales saw a 24% jump from a year earlier. All right, stay with us, because for the interview, you'll meet Jonathan Suter, who is leading a one-man charge to get airports to help travelers who suffer from non-visible disabilities like autism. How? Well, the idea is to acclimate those travelers to what they can expect on a flight by taking some time off in special rooms, some designed like an airliner. It's a pretty amazing story, and thanks for listening.